The capital city has been one of the most enthusiastic adopters of electric vehicles in the state. There are now more than 200 EVs on the road, but that technology isn't limited to the pavement. One man is on a mission to bring the first fully electric passenger vessel to the water in Juneau. Elizabeth Jenkins from Alaska's Energy Desk hopped on board this unusual boat.
Radio check, channel 16.
There's no internal combustion engine on the Tongass Mist. Instead, it glides along the water quietly, which is tranquil, but weird. You can hear the whine of the electric motors, the whoosh of the water, and that's it.
What do people say to you in the boat harbor when you pull up next to them?
It turns a lot of heads. It turns a lot of heads. No matter where I go, and it'll probably happen today, once we get over to the lightering dock, if there's a vessel in there pitching fish off or whatever, people literally flag you down. Come on over. Is that electric?
And sure enough, before we're even out of the harbor, a woman leans out of the window of her houseboat, delighted. "That's awesome," she calls out. "So nice." The Tongass Mist wasn't always a gleaming six-person catamaran, the kind of boat I imagine Elon Musk might charter. Varnas describes the dilapidated boat he bought off Craigslist as a shell of corroded junk. At one point, it didn't even float.
I think it's actually been sunk twice.
There seems to be some poetic justice for a boat that sinks to the bottom of the ocean and then is resurrected again and now runs off hydroelectricity.
Yeah, totally born again, yeah.
This remodeled boat can maintain a charge for several hours. And Varnas says there's virtually no range anxiety for a number of short excursions. It's powered by 8 lithium batteries, which he charges at the boat harbor when it's docked. Fully electric boats are rare in Alaska or anywhere in the United States, especially ones licensed for commercial passengers. Few boat manufacturers make them, even though the parts are available. And for those skilled enough to take a DIY approach, like Varnas, the U.S. Coast Guard permitting process can be lengthy. Still, Varnas says he started this complicated project out of principle. He first had the idea at one of his old jobs, captaining a whale-watching tour.
You look out at the horizon, and you could see the brown layer of soot looking up towards Haines on the backside of Shelter Island, and thought, wow, there's so many boats out here now. Something maybe needs to change.
In retirement, Varnas initiated that change. His first plans included designing a two-story catamaran big enough to carry almost 50 people. He worked with a naval architect for the past 6 years to turn that dream into a reality. The Tongass Mist is his smaller proof of concept. It cost him $50,000 to build. He's poured hundreds of hours of labor into it, meticulously wiring all the electric components himself.
I actually felt pretty hopeless at one point. Thought that this boat's going to sink on paper.
But this summer, he finally completed the Tongass Mist. Now he's working on getting Coast Guard approval for the big battery-powered boat. John Neary, the director of the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center, says he appreciates locals like Varnas helping advance the technology. Soon, they might need it. It's projected the glacier won't be visible from the visitor center in 20 years or so, but tourists will still want to see it. Neary says the U.S. Forest Service is considering electric boats as a way to bring people closer to the retreating glacier.
We're thinking might be easier, cleaner, quieter, to have a slow engine doing just a few knots that would be electric powered, because the technology is there now and will soon be there as people push the technology forward.
Varnas isn't the only entrepreneur in town eyeing the potential of electric boats. Gastineau Guiding, a tour company, is also designing a blueprint for a large electric vessel. But for now, the Tongass Mist is the only fully electric tour boat in Juneau. Back on the water, Varnas says he hopes to have customers on board by next summer.
So it's basically, it's my dream boat. It's everything I ever wanted. And if I don't build another one, that's okay. I got mine.
Varnas recently got the Tongass Mist insured. By default, he received almost $1 million in coverage if the vessel sinks and leaves an oily sheen on the water. He was thrilled to tell the insurance provider that would never happen. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.